Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to the show, my friends. Happy Wednesday. We are doing a whole entire week dedicated to our self-care practices here on the show. And today we are going to return to a very specific self-care practice that we do pretty much every single Wednesday here on the Daily Practice, and that is gratitude. Gratitude is one of those few things that again and again is scientifically proven to help us feel better in so many different ways. And I actually read a really cool stat the other day that I want to share with you. Did you know that regular gratitude journaling, so just writing your gratitude down, has been shown to increase quality of sleep by as much as 25%? Can you believe it? Spending a couple of minutes before you go to bed writing down the things that you're grateful for can help you sleep 25% better. Wow. I mean, that alone makes gratitude just so worthwhile. It is a practice that's so worthy of just returning to again and again. And today, I want to have a moment of gratitude for the very fact that you are taking care of yourself. And to many of us, that might sound very obvious, like, of course we take care of ourselves, of course we practice self-care, but I bet you there was a time in your life when you didn't. I bet you if you look back at your life, you'll be able to connect with times or years or long cycles of your life where you didn't have a committed self-care practice, where maybe you were busy surviving. You could not focus on thriving at all. Or you were busy taking care of other people. You didn't have anything left for yourself. Or a time where you felt more unconscious about how you wanted to live. Where you weren't as present around the fact that you want to feel good in every way. I can definitely remember that time before I found anything that resembled self-care and how challenging life was then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So what I want you to do today is to connect with the fact that you get up in the morning and then all throughout the day and all throughout the week and all throughout the month, you make a serious effort to take good care of yourself. And how amazing is that? How amazing is that, of course, for yourself and for your well-being, but how amazing is that for the world that you get up in the morning and you practice self-care? Practicing self-care is the least selfish thing we can possibly do. And by taking good care of yourself, you become a better human being. You become a better friend. You become a better parent. You become a better child, a better partner. You become better for your community. And taking care of ourselves is that beautiful positive cycle where the better we take care of ourselves, the better we feel. And the better we feel, the better service we can be to the world. And round it goes. So some gratitude for the fact that you take care of yourself. How amazing is that? You have these beautiful practices that you return to take care of your body, to take care of your heart, to take care of your mind. How magical and amazing is it that you make that effort and you continue to return to those practices again and again and again? hold some gratitude for that fact. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank yourself and send some gratitude to the fact that these practices exist. And I know just from the fact that you listen to this podcast that you are taking great care of yourself in so many ways and always looking to find more ways to meet your own needs. And that's a beautiful thing. Thank you for letting this podcast be a part of your self-care practice. I'm so happy that you're here every week. I'll be back tomorrow.